kind of do a little introduction as we begin a new message series this morning. Preaching a message series on pride is way too close to preaching a message series entitled Humility and How I Attained It. Now, that would be a message series no one would listen to, and rightly so. So in order to dispel any confusion about where I'm coming from as we begin this new message series, I want to begin with a revealing story from my past. Some number of years ago, I can remember turning on the TV one evening and Billy Graham was preaching. As I listened, I heard something like this: "Through Christ, you too can go to heaven." And I thought, this is wonderful. This is good. But you know, as I continued to listen, here's what I began to think. I began to think, you know, this isn't really all that good. I mean, really, this is, how basic can you get? And then I thought, you know, I think I could do better than that. In fact, I think I have done better than that. But immediately, in the midst of my arrogant, sinful thoughts, God convicted me. What I sensed God saying to me went something sort of like this: "Lindy, you know, you're right. You probably could have done better. Had you preached that message, you probably could have won a lot of people to Lindy because you think you're the deal. But Lindy, I've got news for you. I am the deal." And you know why Billy's up there, Lindy? Because Billy is humble enough to believe that. When Billy preaches, I use him to win people to me. I had to come face to face with the ugly in my own heart. As I did, you know what I felt? Shame. Just shame. Still today, as I retell this story, I feel ashamed. I'm ashamed of my sinful pride. You know, I'd rather not tell you a story like that, but it's true. So I might as well just tell the truth. A word of warning. Over the next several weeks, you're going to hear a message series by a clearly imperfect pastor. If at any point you get the idea that I've won a huge victory over pride, I'm here to tell you, you could not be more wrong. It's an everyday battle. Right up front, I think it's best for me to admit to the sin that no one admits to. But you know what? In truth, it's a lot easier to do when you're preaching a message series on pride. So even this is not necessarily a sign of humility. So let me ask you a question. Why is it that we do not want to admit our sinful pride? Why is that? Well, the answer is because of our sinful pride. Pride explains a lot. It explains why we get our feelings hurt, why we feel rejection, why we are prone to dishonesty, why we won't admit a mistake, why we want to be seen with certain people, why we want lots of credit for something we did, why we stay angry, why we are envious and jealous of others, and plenty more. The purpose of this message series is twofold. The first thing is this: it is to help us see more deeply into our own hearts and motives. Jeremiah 17:9 says this: "The heart is deceitful above all things, and desperately sick. Who can understand it?" For this reason, we only see ourselves through the eyes of God in increments. My guess is we'll never totally get there in this life. But seeing ourselves accurately, embarrassing though it may be, can help drive us want to do better. The second purpose of this message series, it is to help us be more motivated be like Jesus. Jesus has been tempted in every way, just as we are, and yet was without sin. Jesus did not give in to sinful pride, although the opportunity was ever before him. Said another way, Jesus was never, ever conceited, or smug, or arrogant. Never. While you and I will never be 100% like Jesus in this life, still, we're commanded by God to begin right now to emulate Jesus just as much as possible. When pride is spoken of in the Bible, it is always listed with the worst of sins, always. From Mark chapter 7, verses 21 and 22, it lists some of the laundry list of some of these worst sins, and included is sexual immorality, theft, murder, adultery, coveting, wickedness, deceit, sensuality, envy, slander, and there it is, pride. From 2 Timothy 3:2, in the last days, said Paul, people will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boastful, proud. And from James 4:6, God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. You know, if there's one thing I don't want in my life, it's the opposition of God himself. The truth of these verses motivates me to want to be more like Jesus. That's what this message series is all about. So, let's stand, let's worship, then in just a minute, we'll begin with message one of the new series, The Power of a Humble Heart.